Advice to the able poet entering the Disability Poetics Workshop for Jennifer Bartlett and Shira Ehrlichman. 1. Let's just save time. Yes, I have seen Rain Man, The Miracle Worker, My Left Foot, or more recently, The Theory of Everything. I want to fuck Daniel Day-Lewis too, but can we not? 2. If all the several black friends and all the special needs kids everybody's mom slash cousin slash friend slash friend's mom slash cousin's friend's mom has ever worked with got together, they could overthrow the government and we'd see some real change. Those people are not reference points for me. There are no reference points for me. 3. This isn't the whose life sucks more game. You've seen moments I can never imagine. 4. When asking about my disability, please remember you have Siri. What you really need to know will come up in the poems. 5. Similarly, if you decide you need to ask about my diagnosis, I can guarantee those ugly-sounding words are all I have in common with whoever you know. If you don't know anyone, asking me, but what does that mean, isn't ingratiating. I'm not a painting by Warhol. Asterix, if you're meeting me and that's your opening, that or, so what happened to you? You're suspect. I have a favorite band, a gaggle of furry children. Let's start there. 6. The words disability, disorder, and disease aren't synonymous. 7. And while we're at it, let's talk about language. You're here for that above all else, right? Me too. But I get to decide how it's done, not you. If I say cripple, it's because I like how the consonants break like bones. I'm not handing you a membership card. If I say call me special needs and I'll roll over your foot, doesn't mean that their softness won't comfort others. Political correctness is a little bit like using the correct pronouns. So many words have been made up and thrown onto my flesh. None were my name. 8. If you don't get the above reference to pronouns, I'll write a separate piece for you. 9. Your ear will need to curve around the rhythm of speech. Your pace will hunger to leave me limping. You'll want to catch me as I lurch forward, lead me by elbow or hand, not to repeat yourself, to talk as fast as you do out there. Slow down. Slow everything down. 10. The phrase, but you don't look sick, can go fuck itself with a moving chain covered in chainsaws. 11. Don't use the word inspiration unless you're talking about Whitman, Langston Hughes, John Keats, or Jesus. 12. Matter of fact, leave Jesus out of it. He's busy enough. 13. It isn't a wheelchair. It's a fully automated battle station. It isn't a cane. It's a dowsing rod. It isn't a limp. It's a swagger. It isn't a stim. It's how my fabulous self is pulling magic out of the air. 14. I am not your metaphor. Phantom limbs, deafness, or blindness as figurative language in your poems will result in me unhinging my fucking jaw. 15. If you find yourself saying something that begins with, no offense, but I want you to stop, take a breath, and ask yourself these 3 sentences. Does this need to be said? Does this need to be said right now? Does this need to be said right now by me? If the answer to any of these is no, return to start, do not collect $200. 16. Laugh. 17. Be honest. 18. Your head best be a microscope. Ask yourself why you're here, but question my motives too. Slam your hand hard on my buttons. 19. Some kind of dragon needed slang to get into this room, whether it be the nasty bus driver or the thoughts of suicide. So somebody's probably going to show up in pajamas, Crocs, mismatched socks, unshowered, hair falling loose from a ponytail, whatever. Either they're embarrassed or they don't give a fuck. Either way, they don't need you pointing it out. 20. Speak to me, not over me. Yes. 21. Yes, I can have sex. I hope everyone in here writes a jam so graphic it makes your goosebumps mambo just so you never ask a disabled person that ever again, unless you're offering. 22. I don't think shy people become poets, but in case you are, you best chill if you fear the body. If I'm gonna write a colostomy bag free verse or a pantoum about how hard it is to negotiate my period on crutches, I want to do it in peace. 23. You need Advil? Guaranteed somebody got you. 24. If I have to leave the room while you're reading, sorry in advance. 25. Let me point out, Tiny Tim has been fucking me over since 1843. If I'm happy, it's taken for a miracle. If I'm not, I remind them all of all the work they have to do. I could be a big smile, a raised fist, an eye glittered with tears. 26. This is the place I come to sharpen my teeth, to weep until I am the Danube. I don't care if you're frightened. 27. Trigger warnings. That's all. 28. Halle Berry, Harriet Tubman, Orlando Bloom, Clinton, Christie, Darwin. A lot of your faves are disabled, just like a lot of your faves are actually bisexual. More breaking news at 11. 29. And while we're on that, being disabled doesn't mean you've checked off your minority box on the form. Just saying. 30. I don't want to talk about me. How's my stanza structure? 31. Intersectionality isn't a buzzword. 32. I will ask if I need your help. Repeat this a billion times. 33. Related note. You wouldn't grab someone on the subway. You'd let your face smash into the pole before studying yourself on the person next to you. So why, in the name of God's teeth, would you touch me or whatever apparatus I may have without asking? 34. Remember, you're only one slip in the shower, doctor's visit, missed turn away from being me. 35. If I fall, the way you gasp hurts more than the impact. 36. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying pay attention. 37. Inevitably, someone will be forced to stop coming. Email them. That'd be cool. 38. Even if you pity me, don't mess around when it comes to editing. 39. Your body is so damn fucking beautiful. It's like nothing else. 40. Please remember that compliance with any or all of the aforementioned will not result in praise of any kind. Cookies, medals, or otherwise. Thank you. 41. People are like poems. They don't get finished. They just stop.